我们刚刚讲过说，因为他是先知。
And we mentioned before, he was a prophet.
啊，那也是祭司。
He was also a priest.
另外，他又是君王。
And he is also a king.
哦，古时候犹太人的这三种职分都要用膏油来立啊。
And these three positions had to be anointed with oil.
但是耶稣基督啊，一个人就兼任这三样的职分。
But Jesus Christ, as one person, he had these three roles.
为什么说耶稣是君王？
And why do we say Jesus is a king?
那不是有一次变饼以后，很多人叫他做王，他就跑掉了吗？
Because wasn't it one time when he separated the bread for the people, they wanted to anoint him king, and he ran away.
为什么他说？为什么他是君王？
So why do we call him a king?
Loose. 我先叫我认识的人哈。
So I will call on those I know first. 听不到。
好，以赛亚。预言他要做先知，做君王啊。
So Isaiah prophesied Jesus to become king.
哦，对，预言里面有哈。
And it was prophesied.
啊，实际上他也是一个王。
And in actuality, he is a king.
只是他这个王，不是地面上的国度的王。
But his kingdom is not one on earth.
啊，所以耶稣出生的时候啊，不是有东方博士来。我说那个生下来要做犹太人的王生在哪里
？So when Jesus was born, the Magi from the east came and asked where the king was.
哦，希律王很紧张，找一些律法师来研究。
And King Herod was very nervous. He got several scribes.
他说啊，他要生在伯利恒。
To study, and they found out that he was to be born in Bethlehem.
啊，结果希律王怕他的王位保不住啊，就后来就把那个全城里面伯利恒两岁以下的小孩子通通杀掉。
And because King Herod was afraid of losing his position, he ordered a decree to slaughter all males under 2 years old in Bethlehem.
比拉多在审问耶稣说：“你是王吗？”
And when Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you king?"
啊，耶稣说：“是的，我是王。”
Jesus answered, "Yes, I am king."
我就是为这样来出生的。
And I was born to be king.
凡是属真理的人都会跟从我。
And those who follow the truth will also follow me.
比拉多说：“什么叫真理？”
And Pilate asked, "What is the truth?"
后来耶稣没有回答他哈。
And Jesus did not answer him.
主耶稣说啊，我的国不属这个世界。
And Jesus said that his kingdom was not on this earth.
假使我的国属世界啊，你们把我捉起来，我的臣仆起来就跟你们打仗了。
If his kingdom was on earth and he was captured, then he would have an army.
所以耶稣来到世界啊，不是要做地面上的任何一个国家的王。
So when Jesus came to earth, his purpose was not to become king of any kingdom on earth.
因为地面上的王国啊，都是短暂的。
Because all kingdoms on earth are temporary.
啊，地面上的国度啊，也是很短。
And the span of a country is very
short. 有时候兴起来强盛了，一下子又衰弱下去了。
Even if a country is strong, it may become weak and fall.
但是说啊，耶稣所建立的国度是一个永远不震动的属灵国度。
So that is why the kingdom of Jesus Christ is one that will never fail.
所有属物质的这地面上的国度，有一天啊，都要被震动就挪开了。
And all the kingdoms on this earth will disappear one day.
但是有一个国度是永远不会震动，永远不会消失掉的。
But there is one kingdom that will never be moved or never disappear.
啊，耶稣就是这个属灵的国度里面的王。
And Jesus is a king of this permanent kingdom.
啊，当然他天上地下的权柄在他手中。
And all authority on heaven and earth are in his hand.
但是他也在地面上啊，建立一个属灵的国度，就是他的教会。
But he has also established one kingdom on earth, and this is his church.
那但以理书第二章里面说，列国还在的时候。
And in Daniel chapter 2, it says, when all the kingdoms are still present.
所以神就要另外设立一个国度。
The Lord will establish another kingdom.
那这个国度啊，没有一个世界上的国度可以把它打破。
And this kingdom cannot be destroyed by any other kingdom on earth.
但它要存到永永远远。
And this kingdom will last until ever.
希伯来书的十二章说啊，我们现在就来到锡安山了。
In Hebrews chapter 12, it says that we have arrived at Mount Zion.
这天上降下来的新耶路撒冷。
And this is the new Jerusalem descended from heaven.
它有神作王。
And it has God as king.
还有众千万的天使。
It has multitudes of angels.
还有很多啊，古圣徒他们的灵魂。
And there are the old saints.
所以这就是一个属灵的神的国度。
And this is a spiritual kingdom belonging to God.
耶稣就是要建立这样的国度，来主掌王权，直到永远。
And Jesus is to establish a kingdom like this and to be king forever.
所以这个我们等一下还会再讲哈，讲那个神的国。因为耶稣开始讲传道里第一句话就讲神的国近了，你们要悔改。
And we will come back to discuss the kingdom of heaven because Jesus often said the kingdom of heaven is near.
到底这神的国是怎么样，怎么发展，将来怎么样实现。
And we will discuss about how the kingdom of God is to be manifested.
这我们会继续谈哈，但是耶稣就是这个属灵国度的王。
We will discuss this later, but what we know is Jesus is the king of
this kingdom. 他要在我们的心中，在世人的心中来做王，来统治我们。
And he will be king of our hearts and of in the amongst the people of
the world. 所以众天使啊，还有天下的万民呐，都要向他屈膝跪拜。
So all the people and all the angels will bow down.
他要执掌审判的王权。
They will worship him, and he will be in authority of judgment.
这是耶稣的职分。
And this is, these are the roles of Jesus Christ.
弥赛亚，基督啊，至高者。
He is the Messiah and the Christ and the Anointed One.
我们再来谈耶稣基督的出生。
We will next discuss the birth of Jesus.
这个福音啊，有五个重点。
And there are five main points in the Gospels.
一般称为福音的五大纲。
And some people say it's the five main points of the Gospel.
第一个就是耶稣的出生。
The first is the birth of Christ.
耶稣的受死。
The death of Jesus.
耶稣的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus.
耶稣的升天。
The ascending of Jesus.
还有耶稣的再临。
And the second coming of the Lord.
这就是福音的五大纲。
And these are the five main points of the Gospel.
所以马可福音第一章第一节里面就讲耶稣基督福音的起头。
And that is why in Mark chapter 1 verse 1 it says that Jesus is the beginning.
这个福音啊，临到世界就是耶稣降生来到世界上。
And when the gospel came to earth, that was when Jesus came to earth.
因为这是关系所有天下万民的大喜的信息。
And because this is a news that matters to all the people on this earth.
假使没有耶稣的出生啊，我们人类就没有希望。
Because without the birth of Christ, mankind will not have hope.
所以在约翰福音第三章里面说啊，说因为神爱世人。
That is why in John chapter 3 it says, because God so loved the world.
所以让他的独生爱主来到世界上。
He allowed his only begotten son to come to this world.
做我们的救主。
To become our savior.
我们才可以不住灭亡，还可以得到永远的生命。
So that we may not perish but have everlasting life.
所以耶稣来到世界上是关系人类大喜的信息。
So when Jesus came to this earth, this was something that mattered to mankind.
耶稣要出生以前，当然圣经里面有很多的预言。
And of course, before Jesus was born, there were many prophecies in the Bible.
其实从亚当夏娃犯罪以后啊，就有预言了。
And actually, the prophecies began after Adam and Eve fell.
那个时候，神对蛇说啊，你人的后裔要伤你的头。
And God told them that the descendants of this woman will harm the head of the snake.
所以从你人的后裔啊，要出救主啊来，啊来毁败坏啊魔鬼的作为。
So from the woman there will be a descendant that will crush the devil.
那以赛亚书里面啊，就讲童女要怀孕生子。
And in the book of Isaiah it said that a virgin will be with child.
还要给他起名叫以马内利。
And the name should be called Emmanuel.
其实那个时候啊，神的名没有显出来。
But actually, the name of the Lord did not appear.
就是说，这个童女所生的儿子啊，要有一个名字，就是神跟人同在的意思。
And the name Emmanuel means that the Lord is with mankind.
所以到耶稣出生的时候，他给他起名叫耶稣，就神 要把人类从最终把他救出来。
And it was not till Jesus was born that he was given the name that means that God will save humankind.
那耶稣要降生在哪里啊？是先得讲。
And the place where Jesus was to be born was also mentioned before.
弥迦书里面说啊，伯利恒以法他，你在所有的城里面是最小的。
And in Micah, it says that Bethlehem was the smallest of these towns.
那将来有一位大君王啊，要从那里出来。
But a great king will emerge from that place.
啊，所以圣经里面有很多啊，有关耶稣基督出生的一些预言。
So there are many prophecies regarding Jesus' birth in the Bible.
那在我们看以赛亚书的第九章。
So let us turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
这一节圣经也是我们在谈到神观的问题常常会谈到的。
And a lot of times when we talk about the issue of God, we discuss this verse.
九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
说有一位婴孩为我们而生，有一个儿子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙的测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。这也是预言到耶稣的出生。
Here this passage prophesies about the birth of Christ.
他虽然成为一个婴孩，孩童时期慢慢成长。
And although he becomes a baby at first, he will grow.
但是他实际上是奇妙的测试。
But actually he is a wonderful counselor.
啊，就是非常奥妙的一个魔力啊，一个策划者哈。
And he is a planner and a role model.
是全能的神。
And he is the mighty God.
虽然是婴孩，但是他就是那位全能的神。
Although this was a child, but he was the mighty God.
是永在的父。
He was the everlasting Father.
就是永在的天父啦，人类在天上的父。
This refers to the Father in heaven.
所以耶稣说，我跟父原是一个。
So that is why Jesus said that he was one with the Father.
那我们讲独一啦，独一神论哈，跟一般外教会讲的三位一体不太一样。
So that is why we believe in the one true God instead of the theology of the Trinity.
好像胡传道会跟我们谈这个独一神观的问题啊。
And Pastor Hu will be discussing with us about the one true God.
所以让我们知道说，圣经有关耶稣要出生以前呐，就有很多很多的预言。
And the Bible gives us many prophecies of Jesus' birth.
后来就是按照这些预言慢慢慢慢的实现。
And all these prophecies came true one by one.
那其中一个就是说啊，没有记在耶稣的生日。
And one thing that is true is that the birthday of Jesus is not recorded.
因为耶稣不是出生那一天才有。
Because Jesus was not, did not exist only the day he
was born. 因为他是无生之始，无命之中的神。
Because he is the God that has no beginning or end.
他本来是在天上啊，永恒的真神啊，为着降世，为着要来救我们啊，才成为肉身来到世界。
He was the everlasting God in heaven who came to earth only to save us.
工作完成33年，工作完成以后又回到天上去。
And after 33 years and completing
his task, 又永远存在。
He returned to heaven for eternity.
所以圣经里面说，耶稣啊，过去、现在、未来，永远不改变的神。
And so that is why Jesus is not never changing from past to present to future.
所以一般的偶像哦，假神啊，都有他的生日。
So other false gods and idols have birthdays.
因为人把他造了以后啊，安排定他一天他生日啊。
Because after man has created this god, then they give him a birthday.
那我们所拜的耶稣基督，他是真神啊，永恒的神。
But the God that we worship is the true God and the everlasting God.
他是无生之始啊，无命之中的神。
And it has no begin, he has no beginning or end.
所以你用一个日子来纪念他的生日啊，根本上你就对道理就不懂。
So when we set a date and commemorate his birthday, then we do not understand the truth.
啊，并且把那个荣耀啊，永恒存在的神啊，把他当作会朽坏的人一样。
And we have caused an everlasting God to be treated as a human being.
啊，不过耶稣的确有来到世界上。
But Jesus has truly come to this earth.
他跟一般人的降生啊，完全不一样。
And his birth was different than the birth of anyone else.
啊，他是借着一个童女玛利亚把他生下来。
He was born of a virgin named Mary.
啊，所以他是没有罪的，不是按着情欲血气生的。
So he was not born out of lust.
所以是借着圣灵怀孕生下来的。
And he is without sin, and he was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
啊，他来到世界上的目的呀，有几个。
And he had many purposes of coming to.
第一个就是要拯救罪人。
And the first is to save sinners.
因为人自从亚当犯罪以后啊，所有的人都在罪里面。
Because after Adam sinned, all human beings were born into sin.
啊，罪的结果就是死亡。
And the end of sin is death.
所以罗马书五章十二节说，死就临到了众人。
So that is why Romans chapter 5 verse 12 says that sin has come to mankind.
因为众人都犯了罪。
Or death has come to mankind because all mankind has sinned.
所以从亚当犯罪以后啊，所有的人都在罪里面生。
So since Adam sinned, all human beings were born into sin.
啊，既然生在罪中啊，就失掉了永恒的生命。
And since we are born into sin, we do not have part with
everlasting life. 肉体活着只是暂时的。
And life in the bodily form is only temporary.
那人不只是亚当流传下来的罪。
And this sin is not only from Adam.
还有一个就是每一个人离开了神呢、啊，啊，在道德上、行为上有很多败坏的事情。
And everyone has faults that when they depart from God.
所以很多的罪恶啊，是因为不认识神来。
And so many sin results from the lack of knowledge.
那罗马书的第一章里面就讲。
And for example, Romans chapter 1 says.
说人生活在神的大怒气之下。
Mankind is living under the wrath of God.
因为人虽然晓得有神。
Because although mankind has knowledge of God.
你没有看到，但是借着神所造的各样万物，很多的事情都证明有神的存在。
Even if you do not see God from all the creation and other things, you can feel.
啊、但是人就是不敬拜这位神。
And yet mankind refuses to worship this God.
啊、所以神就任凭人啊存着希望的心。
And so mankind follows his own desires.
啊、把很多、啊、有形体的东西啊就当作神来拜。
And they will worship many objects.
啊、所以他们的心地就昏暗呐、啊。
And of course their hearts become dark.
啊、因为离开了神以后就跟着道德上就败坏了。
And because they have left God, their morality declines.
所以行了很多很多的恶事。
So they do much evil.
啊，他们也知道说行这些事的将来不是死的。
And they also know that by doing these things, their ending would be death.
他说不只是自己愿意行啊，还带着朋友一起去做。
But they not only willingly do these things, but they also bring their friends to do the same.
所以圣经里面说、啊、世界上没有义人。
So the Bible says there is no righteous person.
没有明白的一个也没有。
There is not one.
啊，统统犯了罪。
Everyone is a sinner.
因为人是神造的，人在最终啊，最后的结局就是灭亡啊，永远的沉沦。
And the ultimate ending of sin conclusion is to die.
神为着怜悯我们，爱我们世人呐、啊，所以为我们预备救恩。
But because the Lord loves us, He prepared a path of salvation for us.
所以亲自道成肉身来到世界上。
So He personally became a human being and came to this earth.
目的就是要把我们从罪恶当中啊，把我们拯救出来。
And His goal is to save us from sin.
啊，所以凡是信靠耶稣的人就能够得到赦罪。
So those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ will.Be remitted of their sin.
能够得胜死亡，啊，能够得胜将来的审判。
And they will conquer death and be able to face judgment.
另外，耶稣来到世界上的第二个目的就是要表明真神。
And the second purpose of coming to this earth is to show the true God.
因为神是真实的存在。
Because God truly exists.
啊，不是人把他内造出来的。
And He was not created by mankind.
啊，他是实际上的存在者。
And he has existed.
啊，但是因为神是灵，我们肉眼看不见。
But because God is spirit, we cannot see him with our naked eyes.
所以我们要认识神很难。
So it is very difficult for us to get to know God.
所以耶稣基督啊，就是神成为肉身啊，来到这个世界上。
So Jesus came as a human being to this earth.
所以耶稣说，所以圣经里面说啊，从来没有人看过神。
So the Bible says that there's not one person who has seen God.
唯有父怀里的独生子耶稣基督把它表明出来。
Only Jesus Christ, the Son in the bosom of God, has shown him.
惠利说：“主啊，你把天父显给我们看，我们就心满意足了。”
And a disciple said that he would be satisfied if God was revealed to them.
主耶稣说：“惠利啊，我跟你同在这么久，你怎么还不认识我？”
Philip said this, but Jesus replied to Philip, I have been with you so long, how do you not know me?
你看到我就是看到父。
If you see me, then you have seen the Father.
因为他就是那位永恒的神啊，在肉身上的显现。
Because Jesus was the physical manifestation of the eternal God.
我们看到圣经里面，旧约圣经里面啊，神也曾经显现出来。
And we see that in the Old Testament, God had revealed himself.
比如说亚伯拉罕啊，曾经 看到在帐篷的时候，看到对面树下来了三个客人。
For example, Abraham saw three visitors one time under a tree.
他很热心的就去接待他们。
And he hosted them with warmth.
其中有一个就是神的显现，还有两个天使。
And amongst them was God with two angels.
所以神是灵，他如果没有显现出来，我们就看不见。
So God is spirit, but without without a manifestation, we cannot see.
他显现出来，我们就看得见。
And when he is manifested, then we can see.
神显现出来啊，都是人的样式。
And when God appears, he always appears in the form of a man.
有的人讲说，亚伯拉罕所看到的那个就是基督了。
And some people would say, the person that Abraham saw was Jesus.
那我个人觉得这样的讲法不是很正确。
But I personally feel that this view is not very correct.
因为耶稣基督的显现跟旧约时代的显现不一样的。
Because Jesus, the appearance of Jesus is different than the appearances in the Old Testament.
旧约是显现出来，那你看到，马上就消失掉。
In the Old Testament, if God appeared, he would disappear quickly.
但是耶稣基督在肉身上显现是借着玛利亚把他生下来，从小孩子慢慢成长。
But when Jesus appeared in the New Testament, he was born through Mary and he grew up gradually.
33岁的时候又被钉十字架上来死。
And he was nailed to the cross when he was 33. And after he died, he resurrected.
这是在肉身上，肉体上的显现。
And this was a fleshly manifestation.
因为他是带着肉体啊，带着一个体来到世界上的。
Because he came with a body and flesh.
他也成为一个完全的人，但是他也是一个完全的神。
And he became a complete person, but he was also a complete God.
这是很奇妙的，所以保罗说，这实在是一个非常奥妙的事。
And this is very mysterious, so that is why Paul says this is something very
wonderful. 那么荣耀的神啊，怎么变成一个卑微的人来到世界上？
How can a glorious God come to earth as such a lowly human
being. 被天使看见,
and he was seen by angels.
被世人信服,
and to be seen by mankind.
后来又被接进到荣耀里面,
and he entered the glory.
他说这实在是我们想不通的非常奥妙的非常奇妙的伟大的事情。
He exclaimed that this was something very great and mysterious that we could not understand.
所以耶稣来到世界上就是要把
So when Jesus came to this earth, it was to show or to reveal the true God. Such a glorious God became a humble human being. And he lived amongst people.
跟他们讲道理，跟一般人的生活都一样。
And he lived as though he was a normal human being and preached to people.
也要吃饭，也要睡觉，也会哀哭。
He wept and he ate and he slept.
是神在肉身上的显现。
And this was the physical manifestation of God.
所以因为神本性一切的丰盛都在耶稣基督里面。
And all of God's characteristics were in Jesus Christ.
那这个耶稣基督怎样把真神表明出来？
And how exactly did Jesus reveal or show the true God?
第一个就是借着他所行的事情。
First of all, it was through his actions.
第二个就是借着他所讲的话。
And second of all, through his words.
啊，借着他显出来的神迹奇事的权柄。
And also the authority he had when he performed miracles.
我们看约翰福音的第十章。
Let us turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章三十七节。
John chapter 10 verse 37.
约翰福音十章三十七节。
John chapter 10 verse 37.
我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。三十八节。
Verse 38.
我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我在父里面。耶稣来到世界上啊，是生在一个非常贫穷的家庭里面。
When Jesus came to this earth, he was born into a very poor family.
啊，没有什么外貌家庭。
And he did not have many endowments.
啊，但是耶稣说啊，他怎样把父表明出来？
But how did Jesus say he showed his
father? 说就是借着他所行的事情。
And this is through what he had performed.
啊，他说你们虽然看到我外貌啊，跟普通人一样，你们不想相信。
Because it says that you do not believe, although you do not believe me.
但是你们要因为我所做的事情来相信。
But you must believe me from what I do.
啊，父在我里面，我在父里面。
He says, the Father is in me, and I in the Father.
所以借着行天父的事情啊，来表明他就是神。
And by doing the work of the Father, he showed that he was the true God.
我们看十二章的四十九节。
Let us turn to chapter 12, verse 49.
约翰福音十二章的四十九节。
John chapter 12, verse 49.
因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经命令我，叫我说什么讲什么。五十节。
Verse 50.
我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。
It says, For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. I know that his command leads to eternal life.
所以他所讲的话就是天父的话语。
So whatever I say is just what the Father told me to say.
借着这些讲神的话语啊，把它表明出来，他就是神。
By saying the words of the Father, he showed that he was the true God.
所以在二十章三十节里面又说，
So in chapter 20, verse 30, it says,
说耶稣所行的事迹啊，如果通通记下来，连世界都容纳不下。
They would not be able to contain everything that Jesus did if they had to record them.
但是记载这些事情做什么？
But why would they record these miracles?
就是让你们可以相信耶稣的确是真神，就是救主。
This is to allow us to believe that Jesus was the true God and the Savior.
所以耶稣来到世界的目的啊，第二个就是表明真神。
So the second purpose of Jesus coming to this earth is to show the true God.
那再来第三个目的就是要败坏魔鬼的作为。
And the third purpose is to overcome Satan.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
约翰一书三章第八节。
First John chapter 3 verse 8。
犯罪的属魔鬼，因为魔鬼起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除掉魔鬼的作为。
Here it says, He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning.
因为魔鬼是众善的仇敌。
Because the devil is the enemy of all that is good.
魔鬼起初就犯罪，他就是一直跟神作对。
And ever since the devil sinned, he has been countering
the Lord. 来破坏神的一切创造，破坏人类的幸福。
And he has been there to destroy the happiness of mankind and to destroy the creation of God.
所以魔鬼是一切万物的根源。
So the devil is the root of everything.
耶稣来到世界的目的啊，就是要败坏魔鬼。
And the purpose of Jesus coming is to overcome Satan.
就是要来打败魔鬼啊，消灭魔鬼的作为。
And this is to defeat Satan and destroy his work.
啊，这是 耶稣基督来到世界上的第三个目的。
And this is the third purpose for Jesus to come to this world.
那他要怎样来败坏魔鬼？
And how would he overcome Satan?
因为他要借着他的行为啊，完美的行为来败坏魔鬼。
He had to use his perfect conduct to overcome Satan.
所以他无论是在他的心思意念行为啊，他所讲的话都非常的完全。
And so his thought speaks.Speech and actions were very perfect.
所以魔鬼想要攻击他，但是他没有什么漏洞。
And although the devil tried to attack him, he did not give him a foothold.
所以他说啊，世界的王要来，但是他在我里面啊，一无所有。
And so he said that although the king.
我们看《约翰福音》十四章三十节。
Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 30.
因为很多圣经里面的话哈，有时候我们就直接引用《约翰福音》十四章三十节。
John chapter 14 verse 30。
好，说以后我不再和你们都说话了，因为这个世界的王将要到，他在我里面是毫无所有。
He says, "I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me."
因为人犯罪了，所以魔鬼在世界上作王。
And because mankind has sinned, the devil has become the king of this world.
所以魔鬼说这些啊，现在是交付给我的啊。
And he knows that all these are things are in his possession.
啊，但是耶稣来到世界啊，就是要败坏魔鬼，然后把世界从魔鬼的手下重新把它夺回来。
But the purpose of Jesus coming to this earth is to destroy Satan and to regain the earth from his grasp.
耶稣要战胜魔鬼，自己本身要非常的完美，才不会给魔鬼留地步。
But in order to conquer the devil, Jesus himself had to be very perfect, so the devil would not
hold on him. 所以他说，这个世界的王来了，但是他在我里面一无所有。
So he says, although the prince of this world is coming, he has no hold on me.
耶稣说啊，撒旦在他内心里面没有任何的分量。
And Jesus said that the devil had no weight in his heart.
啊，因为万恶是从撒旦来的。
Because many things come, all evil comes from
the devil. 所以耶稣自己本身啊，是非常的完美，没有瑕疵，一点的邪念通通没有。
So Jesus himself was absolutely perfect with no trace of sin.
所以他虽然被魔鬼试探，
so although he was tempted by the devil,
但是他没有犯罪，因为他没有私欲啊，没有一点私欲，所以当然他可以得胜。
But he did not have any desire and was able to conquer sin.
所以借着行为的完全能够败坏魔鬼。
And so through perfect conduct, he was able to destroy the devil.
就不会给魔鬼留地步。
And he did not give a hold to the devil.
再来就是借着完全的顺服。
And he also used perfect submission.
所以圣经里面说，我们要顺服神，抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就会逃跑。
And the Bible tells us, if we are submissive to God, then we will be able to conquer Satan.
为什么亚当夏娃会失败？
And why would Adam and Eve fall?
因为他们神讲的话，他们不顺服。
Because they were not submissive to the words of God.
所讲的话，他们偏偏去听。
Although they heard the words of God.
所以不顺服啊，就失败了。
They did not obey, and thus they fell.
我们今天早上早祷会的时候啊，有谈到啊，撒母耳记上的十五章二十二节嘛，哈。
In this morning's prayer session, we discussed 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
扫罗为什么失败？
And why did Saul fall?
因为他不顺服。
And this was because he was not obedient.
神讲的话，他就听一半。
He only heard half of what the Lord had to say.
先知责备他的时候，他说：“哎，神的话我都遵从了。”
And when the prophets rebuked him, he said that he had obeyed the word of the Lord.
撒母耳说啊，那我怎么还听到羊叫牛鸣的声音呢？
And Samuel replied, well, how do I continue to hear the bleeding of goats?
那是百姓啊，说那个比较肥的留下来要献给神啊。
And he said that, well, the people wanted to keep the fattened cows, the animals for the Lord.
但是神说啊，听命胜过献祭，顺从胜过公羊的自由。
But the Lord declared that obedience was better than the fat of rams.
你虽然很好像很恭敬在敬拜神，做了很多的仪式。
And sometimes, although we seem as though we are very respectful of God and we do many procedures,
献了很多的礼物,
and we have given many gifts,
但是我们内心里面, 我们对神的话, 我们根本就不顺服,
but if we are disobedient to the word of God in our hearts,
这样我们在信仰上也是失败的,
then we have also failed in our faith.
所以很重要的我们在信仰上的操练就是你是不是顺服。
So one very important thing to train for in our faith is obedience.
神讲的话, 神的旨意, 毫无条件, 完全, 100%遵守。
And we should obey the word of the Lord 100% no matter what he says.
耶稣基督啊, 就是这样。
And this is how Jesus was.
因为他凡事啊, 顺服神的旨意。
Because he obeyed the word of the Father in everything.
虽然在十字架上的苦被很难,
and although the cup was very heavy on the cross,
虽然按照他自己的意思说, 假使可以让这个苦杯拿掉,
and although it was his own will to remove the bitter cup from him,
然后他说, 不敢按照我自己的意思, 主要按照天父的旨意,
and yet he was afraid to abide by his own will, and he asked the will of the Father be done.
所以他从12岁啊, 到圣殿就说, 我们应当以父的事为念。
So even when he was 12 years old and he visited the temple, he knew that he had to place the will of the Father first. And in his life, his entire life, he obeyed the word of the Lord completely. And through this, he was able to overcome Satan. Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来斯十章,
Hebrews chapter 10,
第七节,
verse
7. 十章第七节,
Hebrews chapter 10, verse
7. 说那个时候我说啊,
here it says, then I said, here I am, it is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, O God, and he knew this.
所以当敌人来啊, 要把他抓走的时候,
so when the enemy came and tried to capture him,
彼得刀拿起来就砍,
Peter drew out his sword and started waving.
有一个大祭司的仆人, 马勒古的右耳就被砍削下来了,
and the servant of a priest, he lost his ear because of this.
耶稣说, 收刀入鞘吧,
but Jesus told Peter to put away the sword,
动刀的会死在刀下,
because those who use the sword will die.
耶稣把那个耳朵拿起来又把它放上去就好了,
and so Jesus took the ear and placed it back and it was healed.
但主耶稣又讲了一句话,
but Jesus also spoke another word,
难道我没有办法求天父啊, 派12营的天使来帮助我吗?
He said, do you think that I cannot ask my Father to send 12 legions of angels to help me?
犹太人的那个罗马当时军队的编制啊, 一营是6000人,
and back then one legion was 6,000 people.
他说可以差遣12营的天使来,
so he said that the Father had the capability of sending
12 legions. 其实主耶稣如果不愿意, 没有人可以把他抓走的,
so unless Jesus was willing, nobody had the power to capture him.
他说啊, 如果这样的话, 圣经里面的预言怎么能够应验呢?
But without his capture, how can the prophecies in the Bible come true?
所以他说, 我来了, 就是要按照你的旨意来行。
So he says here, I have come to do your will, O God.
所以罗马书说, 因为一个人的悖逆, 所以众人就在罪里面。
And in Romans it says, because of the disobedience of one person, many are in sin.
因为一个人的顺服啊, 所以众人从罪当中啊, 得到释放。
But also because the obedience of one person, people were freed from sin.
所以在亚当里面, 众人都死掉了。
And through Adam, all had died.
啊, 因为耶稣一个人, 完全的顺服啊, 啊, 所以完成了救恩啊, 把我们从罪当中救赎出来。
But because of the complete obedience and salvation of Christ, we were completely saved.
所以他最后啊, 就是借着死来败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
So at the end, he conquered Satan through death.
魔鬼以为说啊, 把救主耶稣把他钉死掉啊, 神的救恩就没有了。
The devil thought that by nailing Jesus on the cross, he would not be able to conquer, to have salvation.
但是保罗说啊, 十字架就是神的大能,
but Paul said that the cross was the strength,
神的大智慧,
and that was the great wisdom.
因为人以为已走的道理啊, 神就用这个来救人,
and God used a truth that seemed improbable to human being to save humankind.
所以虽然罗马兵丁把耶稣啊杀掉, 把他钉在十字架上。
So although the Roman soldiers killed Jesus through nailing him on a cross,
耶稣在最后一句话说成了。
Jesus, it, for him, it was to finish.
啊，真是让魔鬼啊震动的一种啊声音呐、啊。
And this was a sound that, that shook the devil.
因为他担当我们的罪，替我们死。
Because Jesus bore our sins and died for us.
啊，因为他是生命的主。
And because he is the Lord of life.
虽然他死掉被埋葬了，他可以把生命死去，可以把生命重新拾回来。
Although he was dead and he was buried, he had the power to bring back life.
所以为我们死啊，啊，但是他们肉体不会朽坏。
So although he died, his physical form did not deteriorate.
他从死里复活了。
And he came back from the dead.
啊，所以败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And so he conquered Satan, who controlled
death. 借着死啊，来得胜死亡。
And through death, he conquered death.
啊，让我们借着他，相信他，啊，能够得胜死亡，啊，能够得到复活永恒的生命。
And through believing in him, we can also conquer death and receive eternal life.
所以耶稣来到世界上啊，是第三个目的是要败坏撒旦的作为。
So the third purpose of Jesus coming to this earth is to overcome Satan.
有没有问题？我们谈到这里。
Do we have any questions?
虽然这是一些基本道理哈，但是我们希望说，我们每一个人对这些基本道理都能够深入一点了解。
Although this is, these are some very basic truths, we hope that we can understand these truths very deeply.
啊，所以这些道理，我们希望说不是一种表面上哦，比较深入一点。
So we hope that this is more than just surface level.
啊，